The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
Your place.
By the way, email of the day sponsored by, like I said, Dr. Steve Nelson, Central Point Family Dentistry. And I think I had to give an email of the day to Bob Shan. Bob Shan ended up popping me. He says, Bill, here's an accurate ad for Spirit Village. That was the affordable housing development that Jeff Merkley, Senator Merkley, went to see on Friday. And there, of course, you don't own anything except for the building itself. You don't own the land, and it's very crowded because it's about fostering community connections. In other words, you'll be forced to hang out with your neighbor whether you want to or not. And so anyway, the accurate ad, and he sends me an old newspaper ad for the Habit Trail. Remember the Habit Trail toy? Habit Trail City, where pets play and kids learn. $13.97. I don't know. Which store was that at? Oh, the Treasury. Yeah, I guess it was the Treasury Family Store. Was that a local store back in the day, Bob? I don't know. But very interesting. That made me laugh. Yep. And when we talk about the stack and pack housing, that's essentially where the Jeff Merkleys of the world think that that's where we're supposed to go. Climate-friendly, equitable community. Now, naturally, he being a member of the of a little higher echelon in society, he'll continue to have his large housing. No one's talking about putting Jeff Merkley into a Habit Trail or into affordable housing because, you know, he's different, but it's for everybody else. But although there actually could be affordable housing if you just let Oregon develop like most normal states would. Okay? Yes, I know. I know. What do you mean, not have the state in charge of land use planning? Well, this was what it was all about. It was about pushing the sustainable development goals on us. That's what SB 100 is all about. Bottom line, elections and legislative action have consequences. That, along with the financialization, as I was talking with Ken Raposo about this, of the United States economy. We don't predict or produce stuff. We produce debt and financial instruments. Usually that is indicative of end times for the Republic. Just saying. So we'll set that aside here at the moment. Some people complaining to me Thursday, Friday about costs of water. Water in some of their areas, and it's a water district that was taken over by the City of Phoenix Water District. And I'm going to talk with Mayor Terry Baker about that here in just a couple of minutes. I want to get his side of it and find out why it's costing so much to get water in some of these mobile home parks. We'll kick that around coming up. Got a mess with the IRS or a tax date with the state? You may need representation. Visit FirstResponseIRS.com. First Response Resolution, your local tax resolution experts in Eagle Point, defending your rights as a taxpayer. Visit FirstResponseIRS.com.
We're thrilled to announce we're back with our Veterans Metal Roof Giveaway. After the joy of giving away our first roof, we're honoring veterans with a free custom metal roof. One deserving veteran will win this amazing gift absolutely free. Don't delay, enter now. The contest ends November 5th. Winner will be chosen on Veterans Day. Stephen Westfall Roofing Inc., where quality and community come together. Visit StephenWestfallRoofingInc.com for entries, details, and rules.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I know your government tells you that they're going to take care of certain things for you. And I'm watching all of this unfold. I am stunned that they're telling you that everything's fine. Now, we talked to Governor DeSantis on this program and Governor Brian Kemp on this program. To their credit, they pre-positioned utility trucks and emergency supplies. Everyone knew a Cat 3, likely Cat 4 hurricane was coming. Joe and Kamala didn't do a thing because now we know they had given the money. They squandered it. They took it out of the FEMA fund to give to their unvetted illegal immigrants.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Hey everyone, Biden may have dropped out of the race, but he's not done just yet. Will he jam through his hidden tax trap at the last second, right before he goes, where he could raid your retirement funds, supercharge your income taxes, increase utility and gas prices, and inflate costs on things you need to live? Some or all of this could affect you or your family in one way or another. So if you want to wait and see, you may as well kiss your retirement savings goodbye. The good news is you can get prepared, but you better hurry. Reach out to Gold Co. today to learn how precious metals could help you protect yourself and your family. They're offering you a free 2024 gold and silver kit, plus up to a 10% instant match and bonus silver on qualified accounts. All you have to do is visit HannityGold.com, HannityGold.com. Your retirement funds, income taxes, gas prices could all be affected. Visit HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com.
Paid for by Gold Co.
You're hearing The Bill Myers Show on Southern Oregon's home for conservative talk. Mornings on KMED at 99.3 KBXG. Call Bill at 770-5633. That's 770-KMED. Here's Bill Meyer.
13 minutes after 7. I appreciate you being here. And joining me right now, the mayor of Phoenix, Terry Baker. Terry, always good having you back on. How you been, sir?
Well, it's always good to be here. Thank you.
All right. Wanted to talk with you about some people who have been reaching out to me, and they're concerned about their water bills going up bigly, you know, as it were. And this has to do with people that used to be in the old Charlotte Ann Water District, and there were some mobile home parks that were involved in this, right? And I had someone send me a letter. It's talking about big increases in their water. I guess they're going to be paying like $68 a month, you know, for their, for their water. And I'm not exactly sure what they were getting paid, what they were paying before to the old Charlotte Ann district, which was dissolved, but it was considerably less. And so I thought, okay, I'll ask you what is going on there? Because if I recall correctly, I recall it was May of last year that there was a election in which the people of that water district voted to dissolve the district. Isn't that right? Isn't that where we have to start? What happened there?
Yes, sir. Yes, that's correct. So kind of sort of some background real quick. Since I was on city council first, I was sworn in originally in 2017, and discussion of the Charlotte Ann Water District and the longevity of their pump system and things like that was in question clear back in those days, kind of like the pumps that were serving that water district. And that's a lot of people. They had one foot in the grave and the other one on a banana peel with those pumps. They were going to go out just any time, but it was just by luck and by golly that they didn't go out.
Yeah, but this was something that had been talked about for quite some time in the lead up to that election, because they knew that there were problems with the pumps, just antiquated things. A lot of deferred maintenance, right? Essentially, what was going on?
Exactly. That's exactly right. You know, as time goes by, you can't get parts for them and stuff like that. So basically, what it boiled down to is Charlotte Ann Water District itself, the board, they were looking for a solution to solve this. If those pumps ever went down, there would have been like a huge cost, a huge expense because it would have had to have been done in such a timely fashion and they're so expensive. It would have made for some big levy or some sort of a bond that the residents would have been hit with. And nobody wanted that. We're a neighboring town, so to speak, in those days. We didn't even want to see that happen to anybody in Southern Oregon because it's just tragic. So we worked with Charlotte Ann Water District. And basically, just to give you the nuts and bolts, so in May of 2023, the residents of the Charlotte Ann Water District voted to dissolve the water district itself.
Mm-hmm.
And we agreed, the city of Phoenix agreed, because, see, we also have the PH3 urban growth expansion going into that. We are currently annexing that piece by piece.
So eventually that area, which had the Charlotte Ann Water District, the old water district there, eventually that'll be part of the city of Phoenix, that land, that area?
Yes, sir. That's exactly right.
Okay.
And a lot of it is already. So we are in the process right now of annexing that property. So that land. So it made sense to us to go ahead and tap in to kind of save the day for them as far as having a good, reliable source of water with a maintenance crew and everybody like that that can focus on the services. For us to go ahead and tap in or let them tap into our water line, now they have reliable, good water to go on because we're going to be annexing them into the city as it is, so it doesn't make sense for them to reestablish something separate at a huge cost, much bigger than what they're facing now. It just made more sense to kind of bring them in now, and then they're already set up. You see, it's kind of hard to show how much money we saved, but we saved them a lot of money by doing it this way. And the good news is, so here, just kind of give you an idea of how it all works, is as we are annexing PH3, We start off with landowners who just want to voluntarily annex into the city.
Okay, now PH3, is that like a land use designator of where these people are, that location?
Yeah, kind of giving the idea is if you're on South Pacific Highway and you're leaving Phoenix, just past Barnum Subdivision down there by DNS Harley-Davidson, that's basically from there all the way down to South Stage Road.
Got it. Okay, now we know the land. We know the land area. Yeah. Got it. Okay, and there are some mobile home developments in that area, right?
Yes, there are. There's several mobile home areas and private. There's industrial. And I sure don't blame them. When they see that water bill, I would be, you know, my jaw would hang down a little bit, too. And I really empathize with that. You know, I'm just a regular person. We pay bills, too. So.
Yeah. So what were they paying before for the old water district, which, of course, was going away and was going to have to be rebuilt one way or the other? And it was going to cost money.
I don't know exactly what they were paying. I don't have that information. But I do know that they were based on rates from 1982.
Oh.
They haven't been updated for years and years and years.
Okay.
So kind of here's how it's working is if you already are in Phoenix, and this will be germane here in a minute, if you already live in Phoenix and you're already part of Phoenix proper, I would call it, right, this Phoenix city limits, mm-hmm. then you pay no – so we have a regular water bill, and I want to say ours is around 50 a month, depending how much water you use. That's just, you know, say around 50. And then so – but if you are out of our city limits, for example, if you are in the PH3 area, otherwise known as Charlotte Ann Water District, but you are not annexed into the city yet, you're paying an out-of-city limit rate.
So that's the $68 a month rather than the $50 that a city of Phoenix would pay, right?
Yeah. So my understanding is they're paying an extra – if you live out of city limits, your bill is an extra like $23 a month on top of regular rate. So that will, but that's the bad news. The good news is we are annexing our way down into down into South Stage Road. And as you annex into the city, that rate goes away. All of a sudden, now you're paying in-town rates like everybody else, and it's going to drop by that $23 a month. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So as bad as it is to be paying either whether it's 50 or 68 as they're going to, you know, be most of these residents right now, it is there was going to be big trouble with the old district, which is why it was voted to be dissolved. And if you're paying rates based on 1982 rates, oh my gosh. I mean, gosh, what a great gimme you had all those years, I guess.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
As it is right now, there's only one area that has cheap water right now, unless you have your own well, and that's the actual city of Medford. But the city of Medford's district is the one that's feeding everybody else, including you, in Phoenix. So you pay more, Ashland pays more, Jacksonville, et cetera,
sure.
Central Point, everybody, right?
Right. We are all relying on that. We have a town, Ashland, Phoenix. It's called a TAP program. We all buy our water through the Medford Water Commission. So obviously there is that. I'll just leave that there, but it's just kind of how it is.
And that's going to be going up for everybody over the years, too, as they build those new plants.
Right, mm-hmm. right. And there's also a water bill question going around Phoenix right now because it recently went up. Our water rates went up, I think, $5 a month at the 1st of July. And people are wondering about that because we did our budget this year and we did not raise our fees or anything. We didn't raise our revenue at all. We were really, our council is focused on not raising taxes or anything because of inflation and things like that. But one thing that did go up that was out of our control was an incremental step increase on the water bills that was passed by council back in 2019. And that's basically a $5 a year incremental pat, and I think it's every 2 years it goes up by $5, something like that, because and it was back in like 2018 we were first faced with the problem that our water rates were going to have to go up like $25 a month back then, and so instead of having to go up right away, we spaced that out so that it wouldn't be such a big hit. So there's two things that can be confusing people. That's what that is. That's only because of an incremental rate increase that was passed, you know what, 4 years mm-hmm. ago, 5 years ago. And so that's that. But this other thing that we're dealing with Charlotte Ann is that they're, you know, they are, you know, they are working with the city of Phoenix now on their water services. But you know, the reason that people pay more if you're out of the city is because we're using city workers to service your property and your meters. We're replacing a lot of the meters. They're 50 years old. A lot of those meters are like 50 years old. So part of the reason that people are seeing adjustments to their water bills because their old meters weren't accurate. They just weren't right. You know.
So yeah. In fact, I guess a lot of the construction that you've seen on Highway 99 out of Phoenix going in there was working the water main going to this area, right?
It's kind of a double. Remember the last time I came in, we were talking about all the work they were going to do on Highway 99 mm-hmm. to make bike lanes. Okay, so that's a big part of it. But the reason it's taking so long is we had to run our water line down there so we could service Charlotte Ann properly. And so that's what that road construction that we're all getting to enjoy so much, right?
Right.
But the good news is I think they'll have that wrapped up here. I'm hoping by the first of the year, I hope, crossing my fingers. I don't want to be a lying politician. But I'm told by around Thanksgiving, but I don't want to promise that. I have high hope, you know, put it under the Christmas tree.
So to wrap things up here, the residents of Charlotte Ann Water District, they had that district, they voted to decommission it or to dissolve it. City of Phoenix agreed to take it over. City of Phoenix's costs are considerably more than what Charlotte Ann did. But of course, Charlotte Ann wasn't going to be able to keep going. And by the way, were they using well water? Was that well water that they were using off of that one?
No, I'm not sure. I don't think they were. But some people probably were in the older homes.
Yeah.
Like the mobile home parks and stuff like that. No, that was all run in. And something else is, I know there's more questions about this, and we don't have time this morning.
But yeah, I know. But the people were really, they're concerned about it because they're looking at $68 bucks a month, and it's a lot more than what they were paying. And I get it.
I totally empathize with that. I totally understand. And we're trying to make it as seamless and as painless as possible. So I need to address two real quick things, and I know you got to go. Number one is there has been questions about people that are on automatic bill pay that are getting overcharged when they shouldn't be. Mm-hmm. And what's happening there, we're tracking down that problem. And what's happening is like the automatic bill pay posts a day after the bill was due electronically. And so it's coming up as a late charge for some people, and it should be. We are doing an audit on that. And in the next few weeks, we're auditing that to figure out where that's happened so that we can reach back out to those people and let them know, okay, we're going to make this right. We're
going to give you a credit, bill credit.
And also, I just want to let people know, if you have a discrepancy, please contact our city hall with it, because we want to make it right. We're not here to do anything. You know, we want to make sure everything's right and level above board. And then lastly, I want to point out that there's a lot of questions that need to be answered, like in person. And our people at City Hall, and I'll probably come to several of these, are visiting the different like trailer parks and communities in the evenings to address these with the residents. You know, like for instance, we're going to be at Glenwood Mobile Park. I thought it was this week, but it may be the week after. But coming to community meetings to answer these questions so that people have a clearer understanding, so there's no confusion. Part of expanding our city limits growth is we want these people that come into the city to feel welcome. We want to make them feel like they're part of the family, and we want to be a part of their family. Phoenix has grown to become a very community-oriented city, and we want to make them feel like they're part of the community. So
and of course, I don't know, are there any programs that could help maybe some of the senior citizens who are really hit by this massive increase in their water bill, which appears to have been unavoidable for the most part?
A lot of it is unavoidable. It's kind of just how the process works. So I know, I would say first, I don't know of too many off the top of my head, of course. Mm. But if you contact our city hall, they can probably direct you toward people that could help you with that. I know that Access United helps people with utility challenges, and I was just at a dinner we had there for last week, and they talked about all the people. We had people give testimonials about how Access had helped them with their utilities, be it whatever it was they needed help with. So I know there's places available that will but I don't can't think of their names off the top of my head except for Access, which Access is like totally great.
Yeah, so. That's the one that comes to mind on that too. I think I know people who have been assisted on their Pacific Power bill who weren't able to make
yeah,
that and
yeah,
and they worked yeah. on that. Hey Terry, I appreciate the update there. Yeah, that's a big bill shock for some of these folks. I get it why. But they're. This is what happened. If they were paying rates based in 1982, boy, I'll tell you that. Is it any wonder though that the pumps weren't getting repaired or weren't getting replaced
That's just kind of what I'm thinking too. It's they were paying so little for their service, there was no way to maintain that service, and they were about. I mean, it was just like one foot in the grave on the other, a banana peel with these pumps. They were about to go down. And that would have been a huge, huge bond. I mean, that means your property tax is going to go up by more than what your water bill is going up. So, you know, it's impossible to prove a negative, but I will say this, that this is a much softer landing than it would have been with those pumps and, you know, gone belly.
All right. Now, are you one of those cities here, Terry, that is putting little extra fees on the water bill in order to pay for everything else that property taxes used to do? Or are you, when someone pays a Phoenix water bill, it's just the water bill?
We do have some of that, mm-hmm. but none of that has been approved for a very long time. And that's really, you know, that has happened in the past. But like I said, with this last budget that we just finished, we raise nothing.
Yeah, well, I'm just concerned that the way that cities and towns are starting to work around here in Southern Oregon, no one's going to be able to get a water bill that's less than $250 a month in order to pay what property taxes used to be. You know,
well, I'm one of these guys. I remember, Mitt Romney says, "I never raised taxes; we just raised fees."
Yeah,
what's the difference?
Guess what? You got to pay it. You know, one's deductible; the other isn't. Okay, off your income tax.
I think that's it. We have a council, right? I'll say this about our council right now: is they are fiscally responsible, and their belief is, and I agree with them, that we don't pass any rate increase of any kind without rigorous debate, and for the most part, we should put it to a vote of the people. You know, let them decide if they want to make, you know, if they want to raise their rate.
Yeah, I think that's a reasonable way of going about that, okay?
I don't think you can do that on every single thing, but I think for the majority of it, you can. And I know that we've got a couple of counselors that are sticklers on these things, and they don't want to see any rate increase for any, you know, because here's the thing is we're just volunteers, you know, we've got jobs and bills and budgets at home and everything like that, so we get hit too. And so we're very sympathetic, empathetic, if you will, toward the people we represent because, you know, they're just surviving like we are. And we're just surviving like they are. And we don't want to make it harder on anybody.
Well, you're not like Jeff Merkley coming into town and saying, "This is a wonderful, affordable housing unit." And he doesn't go back and live in a habit trail. You know, he's not doing that.
Oh, no. You know, I doubt if he misses too many meals when the price of bread goes up. He probably eats all the eggs he can get his hands on.
You just have to chuckle sometimes. All right, Terry. Terry Baker, Mayor of Phoenix, we appreciate you coming on. Keep me in the loop if anything else changes with that water deal, okay? Thanks so much.
I will for sure.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. Boy, I tell you, that's a big bite, though, on a lot of those people in the old Charlotte Ann. I can understand them being, squeaking over that for sure.
Moving Out. This 1977 pop classic by Billy Joel is about pursuing a brighter future and could also be your reaction when you see cracks in walls and ceilings, sloping floors, and unlevel door jams. Mallette Construction can fix your foundation, re-level your home, and correct the unstable ground that's causing the damage. So who needs a house out in Hackensack? Get your current home on solid ground by calling Mallette Construction for a free estimate. Visit MalletteConstruction.com. CCB number 32787.
If exterior painting is on your to-do list, fall weather in Southern Oregon is a perfect time. And Drake's Paint, your locally owned, authorized Benjamin Moore dealer, is the perfect place to get everything you need. Drake's has the best paint, advice, and a showroom full of supplies and equipment to make your project a success. Now's the time to start planning for interior painting projects too. So stop by Drake's Paint and Supply, your only locally owned paint store and Benjamin Moore dealer in Grants Pass, North Medford, and now in South Medford.
Our Castle Traders, where the customers came.
Look
Looking for a safe place to store your RV, trailer, or boat? Hardcastles offers a secure storage lot located conveniently on-site with a keypad entry. With spots filling up quickly, stop by today to reserve yours. While you're there, check out the fully stocked line of enclosed, dump, flatbed, and utility trailers. Hardcastles' friendly and experienced staff are always available to help you find what you need. Open weekdays 8:30 to 5, Saturdays 9 to 3. Hardcastles, where the customer is king.
Confused about Medicare Advantage plans? Sweeping changes to Medicare are coming next year due to the Inflation Reduction Act. You're invited to the Medicare Advantage Fair on Tuesday, October 8th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Medford Armory, hosted by Futurity First. Medicare's annual election period starts October 15th. Beware of call centers and advertising offering plans that aren't available in our area. This event offers Medicare Advantage plans for Josephine and Jackson counties, featuring WellCare, Atrio, United Healthcare, Regents, Aetna, and AllCare, and is hosted by Futurity First, your one stop for retirement needs. The Medicare Advantage Fair at the Medford Armory on Tuesday, October 8th from 9 to 3 with breakout sessions each hour from 10 to 2. Plus, the VA will have a session at noon for veterans benefits. Get answers about the changes from local providers and get accurate information to choose the right plan. Visit MedicareMadeForYou.org or call 541-973-2100, extension 3, for more information.
Hi, I'm Steven with Steven Westfall Roofing, Inc., and I'm on KMED.
7:33. David writes me this morning, and David was one of the people who wrote me about the Phoenix deal over the weekend. He says, Bill, so they're supposedly saving our neck by selling us water pipes, but it's at a price I don't appreciate, and many others won't either. But do we have the justification to do something about it, or do we just let it go and get screwed? I don't want to play the senior on Social Security limited income card, but this really puts us in a financial bind, and many other seniors as well. And also, who owns the rights to the water and who owns the water pipes and who owns the management of the waters? I imagine that would be City of Phoenix or the Phoenix Water District, which actually purchases the water from the Medford Water District, David. And like I said, I don't think they're making a bunch of bucks from extending the water district for you. Eventually, you're going to be brought into the City of Phoenix anyway. Your bill will go down at that point because then you'll be paying Phoenix taxes, I would imagine. And onward and upward it shall go. And I think that that stands for the water bill along with everything else, okay? I guess at this point, the way things are looking, that the only affordable water will be if you have a well that's in good shape. That might be about it. That could be the limiter on a lot of affordability here in Southern Oregon. 7:35. All right. Speaking of water, we're talking a lot about water this hour. I ended up getting the report from the Grants Pass Water Lab on all that that wonderfully chewy water that Mark Smith ended up bringing by the other day. And he had taken it or gathered it or taken the sample from an incredibly cloudy, muddy, whatever, Klamath River down at Happy Camp, right there in the middle of the river. He went there and grabbed it, not from the shore, in the middle. And the water report from the Grants Pass Water Lab makes for interesting reading. I'll share some of that with you all coming up. Now, some of it's naturally occurring, of course, but a lot of it also from the fact that they blew the dams up and they just flushed all the dirty sediment down the river. But that's okay. The magic fish will be coming back. I have my doubts, especially after reading the report, but we'll tell you more about that next.
If you really want to enjoy your open-air spaces, talk to American Industrial Door. They're an authorized dealer for Terra Screen Systems. From porches, patios, and gazebos to restaurant seating areas to warehouses, these custom-made motorized screens and vinyl panels are a permanent solution to keep pest, wind, and rain out so you can enjoy outdoor environments in peace. Go see all the possibilities DuraScreen Systems have to offer at American Industrial Door, with showrooms on Union Avenue in Grants Pass and Crater Lake Avenue north of Vilas Road.
Hi, I'm Rob.
And I'm Deborah.
And this is our TimberTech story. We built the TimberTech deck. The deck floats into the landscape and looks like real wood. We did it all ourselves.
It was fun to just kind of figure it out, and we're still married.
Still married. TimberTech lets us enjoy a space and an experience that we couldn't ever enjoy before.
Feels like a new lease on our house. It's like a really special place in New York now.
The Hughes Lumber TimberTech sale is going on now. Come in soon. News brought to you by Millett Construction, specializing in foundation repair and replacement. Get on solid ground. Visit MilletteConstruction.com.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. The Medford City Council is using federal pandemic aid for homelessness, mental health, and addiction issues. The money will go to the Rogue Retreat to expand transitional housing for people leaving residential addiction treatment, along with the Maslow Project, which provides supplies for homeless students. The Medford Police Department will use the money for a part-time community service officer. The rest will go towards the Medford Municipal Court and their outreach court. Pacific Power is sending support personnel and equipment to areas hard hit by Hurricane Helene. Pacific Power says Oregon crews will be going from Bend, Medford, Grants Pass, and Roseburg. The 22 people from the Pacific Northwest are equipped with 20 trucks. The value of Oregon's agricultural products soared 35% in 5 years, ending in 2020, according to newly released federal data. Oregon produced nearly $6.8 billion of nursery plants, beef hay, berries, potatoes, beans, milk, eggs, and Christmas trees, among other products, in 2022. Bill London, KMED.
James Taylor released the single Fire and Rain in August of 1970, and it quickly reached number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100. This song is a reminder that summer heat and winter moisture can make the ground under your house foundation unstable. With Millett Construction, you've got a friend that can level your house and fix the water issue that caused the damage. Get on solid ground. Millett Construction is your foundation handyman. Visit MilletteConstruction.com. CCB number 32787.
We're here with Susan, who had her well drilled by Clouser Drilling. Susan, what made you choose Clouser?
I checked around town, asked friends of mine who they had used, and Clouser came up every time. A number one, from realtors to actual residences.
And what stood out to you?
Everything, frankly. From when they first arrived, locating the water, walking the property, the site selection. They were very methodical, very careful. I was impressed with their entire approach.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
With so many working and doing business from home, it's good to know there's a community business center to help. A Street Print and Parcel is a one-stop shop for everything from large format printing and scanning to blueprints, architectural plans, and shipping. Their Studio 10 expansion offers passport photos, photo mounting, fine art scanning, art reproductions, signs and banners, negative and slide scanning, canvas prints, and so much more. Located in Ashland on A Street across from Ashland Hardware. Their motto, we create it, print it, pack it, and ship it. A Street Print and Parcel and Studio 10.
We've heard it all.
That electric gate has a mind of its own.
My backup camera needs to beep sooner and louder.
Since when is there a stop sign at that intersection?
Then Max jumped in my lap and, well, you see the results.
But the reason you need auto body repair doesn't matter to us as much as making your car look new again, and the process easy for you. At Lithia Body and Paint, we've been getting Southern Oregon drivers back on the road since 1946. Speed, service, accuracy. That's Lithia Body and Paint on Bullock Road in Medford.
You're hearing the Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED. Now Bill wants to hear from you. 541-770-5633. That's 770-KMED.
It's 20 before 8. 770-5633, like Victor said. Victor Lyle's my liner guy, by the way. Ended up getting the Grants Pass Water Lab, ended up emailing me the information about that Happy Camp water collection that Mark Smith brought by the station a couple of weeks ago. And I had it up on Facebook Live, and I'm showing you how, you know, delightfully chewy it was. And how even letting the Klamath water just sit there for a number of days, even after the days of it sitting there, you'd have about an eighth of an inch of sediment on the bottom that finally settled out. But the clay and other dissolved solids stayed in there, and it was still looking kind of like Bosco, brackish, milky, quick, you know, like Nestle's quick type stuff that no one would ever want to drink. Pretty bad, actually. And was kind of curious what was actually in the river water that is being flushed down there, because the KRRC puts out their propaganda the other week saying, oh, it's all done and we're in the process. It'd be several years of restoration and such. Well, is it going to be several years of flushing this crap down the river? Could be. Could be. Maybe that's what they're terming restoration, since they were supposed to have dredged it out at first, but then that was too expensive. So instead, we just blow it out in the... And of course, the thing is, the tribes are sort of in on the big lie, in my opinion, in this. They're, oh, this is wonderful, wonderful. It'll be running freely, and the magic fish will be returning. I don't know if this kind of water keeps flowing, So anyway, let me just tell you what's going on. And like I said, Grants Pass Water Lab, there was a wonderful benefactor who paid the money because there were a lot of tests done here. This is probably more than just your standard water test for people. There are a lot of stuff, like 35-plus contaminants that were tested on this particular sample. And we thank that that benefactor who wanted to remain nameless. But thank you very much, benefactor, for paying for it because I didn't have the money to go get this done. People were saying, why haven't you had it tested yet? It's several hundred dollars. It's a lot of science. A lot of scientific tests involved. It takes time to do this and money. But God bless it. Someone stepped up here. So, results of the chemical analysis of this sample from Happy Camp. Now, this is Happy Camp. This is a Happy Camp, rather, farther downstream. And it was gathered here, like I said, a few weeks ago. Mark Smith did that. Mark, thank you very much for this. And he was curious what was in there, too. Now, total suspended solids, that's just like everything dissolved in the water, all the solids, the grit, whatever it is, the clay, I think all of that. Suspended solids, the EPA standard is one milligram per liter. It's a very tiny amount. What was in this Klamath River water was 3,108 milligrams per liter, so that was 3,108 times the EPA standard. Now, this is for drinking water, of course. And I understand this is not technically drinking water, but it would take a lot to make this drinking water from the sounds of it, okay? So we have that. And then there are the settleable solids, The standard was 0.1 milligrams per liter, and it's 15. So it's 150 times the EPA standard. No silver detected, though. No silver detected. So you cannot pan the Klamath River and get any stuff out of that sludge from the looks of it, okay? Now, aluminum is a big one. Aluminum is a huge part of this Klamath River water sample here. The EPA standard is 0.04. In other words, 0.04 of a milligram per liter. Very tiny amount. Because as Grants Pass Water Lab says, aluminum is the third most abundant element in the Earth's crust. Common constituent in many foods and water treatment. Aluminum, though, linked to Alzheimer's disease. Okay. Now, aluminum, the EPA standard is 0.04 of a milligram per liter. And the sample that we ended up getting was 75. So 75, it's 1,878,995 times the EPA standard. That's a big one. Now, to be fair, a lot of aluminum is going to be naturally occurring in the soils, in the volcanic soils. It is a very common element, but boy, there's a lot of it. So if there are magic fish coming up the Klamath River with the that aluminum level of 75 milligrams per liter, you know, I think what this means is they are pre-wrapped. They are pre-wrapped in aluminum foil, okay? So there we go. I want to double check that. I'm going to double check that math. I may have got that math wrong on this one. If you don't mind, I'm going to just recalculate this. So I'm just going to take 75 divided by 0.04. Did I get that right? No, it's 1,875, not 1 million. So it's 1,875 times the allowable amount. I put the wrong decimal point on that. It didn't sound right. It didn't make sense. So almost 2,000 times the allowable level of aluminum in the Klamath River water. So if that magic fish that the tribes are always talking about are coming up the Klamath River, they are pre-wrapped in aluminum foil. So you'll be having aluminum with your fish if you're going to eat that fish, right? All right. Alkalinity, it's higher above the standard, but that's not that big of a deal. Arsenic, it's higher, about 16 times higher than the EPA limit, though. But that is also another natural mineral deposit thing, industrial discharge. But severe poisoning can come out with ingesting low levels of arsenic. So you don't want to be drinking the Klamath River water for sure. It's about 16 times the EPA standard. Boron, about 8 times the standard. Barium, 113 times the standard. Beryllium, that's a nasty one, but that's pretty close to standard, 1.5 times the standard. Let's see. Cadmium, this is a toxic one. Cadmium is a bad one. Cadmium, normally the result of the corrosion of galvanized pipes, but it can also occur from waste batteries and paints. Cadmium, highly toxic and cadmium in the Klamath River sample that we have, 39 times EPA safety standards, okay? No chloride, no cobalt detected in there. Chromium, 4 times the standard. Chromium has skin irritation, damaged liver and nerve tissues, possibility with that. That's with the chromium level there. Let's see. Copper is 15 times the EPA standard. Lots of iron, 2,300 times the EPA standard. But, you know, iron just means that it would taste, you know, pretty metallic and it would cause rusty stains on stuff and things. Fortunately, no fluoride detected, all right? The EPA is now being ordered to look at fluoride more in the dental world. And so no fluoride detected in this Klamath River water. Let's see, potassium, yeah, it's a little higher than standard. Magnesium, 25 times the EPA standard. Manganese, 53 times the EPA standard. Sodium high, this is kind of a salt. Nickel, also relatively high. No nitrites, no nitrates, no orthophosphates. And fortunately, though, no lead. We're not seeing any lead in this particular sample that we ended up getting from the Klamath River. And let's see, selenium, no selenium. Sulfates are a little high. Total dissolved solids were very high, about 60 times EPA standard. Turbidity, 531 times. It's pretty high turbidity, of course. Vanadium, relatively high, but there's no limits on that. Same with zinc, just gives you metallic taste within your water. Naturally occurring zinc. My gosh, some people take zinc supplements, so that's not the worst thing that that is there. So that's kind of the way it is looking right now. But, you know, looking at the 1,875 times just for the amount of aluminum in the water, your salmon will come pre-wrapped in foil if you're eating it, all right? So you definitely don't want to do that all summer. You know, you think it's bad to cook in aluminum pots, things like that? Just don't cook in the aluminum-bearing waters of the Klamath River right now. But don't worry, the fish are coming. They're coming soon. Don't worry about it. They'll be coming up that water, and it shouldn't be any problem at all, should it? This is the Bill Meyer Show.
Sweetwater Sanitation are your experts in the sanitation business. With over 20 years of providing septic services in Southern Oregon, Sweetwater Sanitation gets the job done the right way. Sweetwater Sanitation can inspect, service, repair, and pump your septic tank so you can focus on enjoying time with friends and family and not a septic disaster. Give them a call at 541-821-1426 or check them out online at swsmodoc.com. Sweetwater Sanitation, their service is the difference.
Rule number one, if you're looking to sell a home, choose a local real estate agent. Hey, it's Lars. And why? It starts with an overall knowledge of the area. But even more importantly, a local agent is a friend and neighbor who cares about the community just as much as you do. In the Medford area, that'd be my good friend Jared Hokanson of Hokanson Realty. Jared's a native of the Pacific Northwest, and his wife, Colette, is a former Oregon Young Mother of the Year. The Hokansons love Southern Oregon so much, they decided to raise their family there. If you're thinking of selling, Jared Hokanson guarantees to sell your home. And if he can't get it sold at a price and deadline you both agreed to, Jared will buy it himself. Some restrictions do apply. Find out what your property is worth for free and instantly. 541-772-SOLD.com. Call Jared today at 541-772-SOLD. That's 541-772-7653. Jared Hokanson of Hokanson Realty.
Confused about Medicare Advantage plans? Sweeping changes to Medicare are coming next year due to the Inflation Reduction Act. You're invited to the Medicare Advantage Fair on Tuesday, October 8th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Medford Armory, hosted by Futurity First. Medicare's annual election period starts October 15th. Beware of call centers and advertising offering plans that aren't available in our area. This event offers Medicare Advantage plans for Josephine and Jackson counties, featuring WellCare, Atrio, United Healthcare, Regents, Aetna, and AllCare, and is hosted by Futurity First, your one stop for retirement needs.
The Medicare Advantage Fair at the Medford Armory on Tuesday, October 8th from 9 to 3 with breakout sessions each hour from 10 to 2. Plus, the VA will have a session at noon for veterans benefits. Get answers about the changes from local providers and get accurate information to choose the right plan. Visit MedicareMadeForYou.org or call 541-973-2100, extension 3 for more information.
We have been told by our government to imagine our lives being snuffed out by avian flu, overpopulation, pollution, rogue asteroids, comets.
Ground Zero.
And oh, we can't forget, the wrath of God. We're reacquainting ourselves. We are looking in the face of tragedy. We're looking in the face of cataclysm, and we want to push that out of the way and be positive.
Early evenings at 8.
This is not about doom-mongering. This is about paying attention to what is happening.
News Talk 106.3.
The positive.
KMED. You're hearing The Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED.
7:53. Hope you're doing well this morning. Join the conversation at 770-5633. Gary was on the phone with me over the break, and he said, you know, Bill, you got to call up Lars Larson. Talk about these... the chemical analysis of the Klamath River water sample that Mark Smith brought from Happy Camp from a couple of weeks ago. And from all accounts, people who were writing me over the weekend saying that it's still running like ugly chocolate milk, still running everywhere in there right now. And I would imagine when the rains come, if the rains return again, we're just going to see even more of that stuff washed down the river. And we're being told that that everything's going according to plan. That's what the KRRC is doing. And, of course, I'm sure KRRC is probably out of, now that they have finished blowing up the dams, they're probably out of money now. And so if there was a problem with this, we would have to pay for this. Because remember, our governors, our leftist governors, both signed us on and took over the liability. It almost seems like an interesting part of the plan, too. Bob Shan writes me this morning, Bill. Klamath River, a Superfund cleanup site? Nah, EPA wouldn't touch it. No, they probably wouldn't touch it here, Bob. Too much. It's too much to deal with. Now, what I don't know, though, is that when I look at some of the numbers here that came from the... And by the way, thank you, Grants Pass Water Lab, for doing a great job on this, on getting us a good, thorough test results here on this one. You know, that big amount of aluminum... A lot of that is probably naturally occurring, but before it was naturally occurring and sitting trapped in sediment. It wasn't being flushed down the river. And originally all that stuff was supposed to have been dredged out and taken and buried safely someplace. That was the original plan for when they were going to blow out the dams, you know, the dam system. The arsenic is probably in many cases, you know, naturally occurring. It is part of our volcanic soils around here. Same with the barium and the beryllium and the boron and many of these elements that are very toxic for human consumption. But still, they were kept trapped and sequestered behind the dams. And plus, we were getting the beneficial use of the water with the dams being there. Wasn't about the electrical power. Yeah, you can replace the electrical power there, but there was the beneficial use of not only the recreational benefits of having the Klamath system out there, but there was also the cooling of the water to be able to help the fish truly live better with cooler water being able to run in the summertime, which will no longer happen now that they have done this religious experience in having blown up the dams. And that's the part that people don't really want to talk too much about. And all of this garbage, which is being flown down the river right now, or flowing down the river, would have been continued to be sequestered. And the original plan was that it was going to be dredged out and taken away and buried safely because it was just considered to be too toxic. And then I just can't believe that the tribes didn't, you know, that this is supposedly all about the fish, the magic fish. Why would they want so much aluminum and arsenic and various other things being shoved down the Klamath River? What, so that 20 to 30 years from now it gets finally cleaned out? Maybe it'll take that long. I don't know. You know, I don't know. I don't claim to be a biologist or, you know, a fish biologist and a water expert, but the common sense looks like this is pretty high stuff and is not going to be going away anytime soon. More importantly, these high levels of contaminants in the water
for the animals that deign to drink the water right now. Although Captain Bill Simpson was on the other week talking about how a lot of the deer, they're all staying away from the water. They can't stand the deer. They stand the water. It's not right to them. They know it's not good water. But still, this is something that is going to be concentrated up the food chain from what animals do drink in the river. And then larger animals will eat those animals, and we'll have aluminum, arsenic, barium, boron, all that stuff ends up being concentrated up the food chain as time goes on. So that's going to hurt the wildlife in different areas. And nothing's happening. Nothing's going to happen to KRRC. If you or I were just as regular schmo saying, hey, we had a bunch of sludge on our property that had lots of aluminum and arsenic and barium and beryllium and cobalt and chromium and chloride and all the rest of it, and we just didn't want to have to pay to get it moved off of our farm, let's say, and we just wanted to shove it into the Klamath River, do you think they would have let us do that? Okay, if not, why would they have allowed KRRC to do it? What, if you're a big enough destroyer of the landscape, then you're given a permit slip from the government? It sure feels that way sometimes. It's not right. Yeah, you or I would be in jail for doing what the KRRC has accomplished. My opinion. This is the Bill Myers Show, 7:58. Let me grab line one. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
It's Joel from the Mud Puddle.
Oh, hey, Joel from the Toxic Mud Puddle. How are you?
Oh, fine. Well, the good news is a bunch of wild horses in the last 5 days, I've counted over 45 of them, have come over and got drinks of clean water.
Oh, good, and, good. So the community has got the clean water out for the horses. Good.
Well, yeah, I mean, I got one of the neighbors donated some spring water.
Good.
And I've been putting out buckets, and I got a tub for them. And, of course, I got a bottom of red mineral block, mm-hmm. and they like that. And then we got some donations from
Okay, you got some donations. Your phone's cutting out there. Hey, I appreciate that. Hey, Joel, send me an email on what else is going on there. Your phone only lasts for a little bit there, out there at the mud puddle. Appreciate your call, though. Hi, line two, you're on. Who's this?
This is Rembrandt.
Yeah, well, hey, Rembrandt, how are you doing? Go ahead.
Doing good. I saw where one of our local news broadcasters, our propagandist, said that Merkley had come out to celebrate the magic fish with the tribes. He brought a bag full of beads with him.
Did he bring the bag?
Oh, he was so proud of himself, I'll tell you. They had a band set up, and I mean, he was just smiling. I wonder if they served any of that wild fish salmon to that boy.
No, something tells me, and I'm jokingly saying this, about the only fresh salmon that you're going to get out of the Klamath River right now that isn't pre-wrapped in aluminum, because it's filled with aluminum in that water right now, would be maybe a bag of Costco fillets that they pull out of the river water. That would be about it, okay?
You got it, my friend. It's kind of like eating fish out of the Hudson River.
Yeah, it could be a little bit of that. And I'm still surprised that there are so few questions about this, Rembrandt, aren't you?
I know. Well, I'll tell you what. I won't keep you on the line. I'm going to sign off from my bunker here in Ashland.
Okay, all right.
Be calling you soon.
All right. Thank you, Rembrandt. I appreciate that. It's 8 o'clock. This is KMED, KMED HD1 Eagle Point Medford, KPXG Grants Pass. We'll check Town Hall News coming up next. Dr. Powers will join me here where past meets present. Always a great time.